This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Another thing nightmares are made out of, and that's a bare-knuckle fight with the hillbilly hammer. Bare-knuckle fighting has started to catch on let me rephrase that. It's always been the kind of a legendary, almost like a myth, because nobody wanted to sanction it. It's too dangerous.
Sam will know more than we will, but I think it goes back to like the 1800s or
sure
whatever.
Does.
Like the new bare knuckle fighting like started in 2018, like the sanctioned whatever.
But no, bare knuckle fighting, straight fisticuffs. Before there was boxing, I believe there was bare knuckle fighting. I mean, certainly, it's logical to go. It was bare knuckle fighting. A couple of dudes get killed, and they're like, maybe we ought to pad their hands a little bit so they're not splitting their heads open and shooting their brains on the audience.
Yeah. I know. I was on a Saturday afternoon. I was flipping channels, and this guy was on, long beard, wearing the Rocky red, white, and blue shorts, and just dropping hammers on a dude. And I'm like,
I know that guy.
What is this? Then they cut to his corner. I mean, there's really no corner because it's a round ring, but and everybody's got Chiefs stuff on and whatever. And I'm like, is this dude have a tie to Kansas City or whatever? And you start looking into it. And yeah, he's from the Ozarks. He's from Gravois Mills.
And oh, are you talking about before we met him?
Yeah, before we met him. I just saw it. Yeah,
I thought you said you saw it like this weekend. I was like,
No. This is months ago. But I saw I saw this guy, and I'm like, what is this guy's story? I mean, just
terrifying
as a man. Like every man is like. If you had to square off somewhere, what would I do? And terrifying.
Give up.
Would call my mom is what I would do.
You'd look and be like, Sam or Mr. Shoemaker?
Mr. Shoemaker, if I were to pee my pants
can't
and cry, can I
resolve
leave?
Our differences peacefully, sir? Please.
Welcome to a new era in combat sports. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship is the oldest and now the newest form of combat sports. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship is contested in the most innovative fighting platform of our time, the Squared Circle. A 22-foot circular ring encased in a 28-foot square platform created for optimal viewing. Here are the rules of engagement for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. The bout begins when the referee instructs the fighters to knuckle up. As brutal as bare knuckle punches are, they're the only offensive weapon allowed. Straight punches and punches to the body are highly effective strikes. When the fighters are in a clinch, they're permitted with one arm to punch their way out. The referee will not call for a break unless there is a 3-second lull in the action. Fighters are allowed to grab the back of their opponent's head or neck and then punch their way out. This will ensure more action and clinches with limited holding. In Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, victory is claimed by knockout, referee stoppage, or judge's decision. A premium is placed on aggressiveness and punching power.
Hailing from Gravois Mills, Missouri, our next guest is a rising star in the world of professional bare-knuckle boxing, with his hard-hitting style earning him the nickname, the Hillbilly Hammer. He's gearing up to fight heavyweight champion Joey Beltran this May in Miami, but you can catch a full card of action tonight, as Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 16 broadcasts live from Biloxi, Mississippi. Please welcome, the Hillbilly Hammer, friend of the show, Sam Shoemaker.
Hey Sam, how you been, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. You been working? Construction okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're staying busy. You know, the economy's popping right now as far as construction-wise. So, yeah, we're pretty busy.
Now, you're working down in the Ozarks area.
Down here at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Are you getting time to train? Because, I mean, you got a fight coming up in May.
And the work I do is part of the training I do, you know, tossing rocks around, breaking them, setting them up in a wall, you know, digging footings. It's pretty manually intense, so I get a good workout in during the day and then go to the gym at night for sure.
Yeah, no, this sport is fascinating to all of us because we've all, you know, watched MMA come about and, I mean, I remember the early days of, you know, Hoist Gracie, and it was kind of a slow, tedious, you know, when we're going to the jiu-jitsu and taking everybody to the mat, and then it started to stand up a little more, and you saw more boxing put into it and wrestling and stuff, and it's been incredible to see some of these fighters. I mean, you know, Baz Rutten, you know, to me, the fact he could punch a man in the liver and make him go unconscious is pretty amazing.
That's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, and then we get to this. This is the original. This is two man enter, one man leave business. This bare knuckle fighting's been around, I mean, fisticuffs, since, you know, the early modern times, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the earliest forms of combat was bare knuckle fighting.
And the rules with this are just you're not allowed to kick, correct?
Yeah, there's no kicking, no headbutts, no elbows, you know, no takedowns, mainly just boxing rules, stand-up. But there is a little bit different. You can grab in the clinch with one hand and hold somebody and hit them with the other.
And pull them into their own demise.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what made you get into this? Because, look, there's two kinds of guys. All of us are going to get into a fight at one point in our lives, but I've noticed over time, there are guys who they're not mad when they get into a fight. They like it. It's somehow, there's something inside of them, and not even because they're mean people. They just like the competition of fist fighting.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think just, some people are just built different, like you say. Some people enjoy the combat, the competition, and that's kind of where I stand at. Yeah, it's nice to make a little money at it, too, and to do all the traveling and the other stuff that comes with it. But when it boils down to it, yeah, I just enjoy punching people in the face.
Well, here's the scary part. I've known guys who I think they somewhat enjoy the pain of getting punched. They don't want to lose the fight. But when they get punched, it doesn't make them want to retreat. There's something inside them that goes, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, actually, my last opponent was that way. He really loved to brag about how he was getting hit in the face before a fight, so I obliged him.
It was like a triple birthday and Christmas all at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you are you angry when you walk in and you think to yourself, this is a dangerous sport? I mean, because it is. It's just a very dangerous sport. This has got to have a high rate of CTE, the brain damage of bones being broken, hands being broken, the occipital orbit you're around your eye. I mean, that'll be the first thing to go. You know, not to mention getting bare knuckled in the ear is an awful feeling.
Yeah, the old ear hole shot is pretty painful.
Oh. Dude, I got my ass kicked in a fight one time, and it wasn't like the guy was a brilliant fighter. We were just kids, but he just it was a wild swing, and he was aiming for my face, and I turned my head, and he punched me in the ear so hard, I'll never forget how hot that felt. Like, you felt like your ear just went three times the size it was a second before.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely doesn't feel very good at all.
You, but do you worry about the damage that comes with this?
You know, you always got to have a little bit of that worry about it, caution in the back of your mind. But they've actually been releasing some studies here recently that as far as how much they've been able to study bare knuckle, because it's just a new sport in the last couple of years. But relatively, you know, compared to MMA and boxing, it's actually safer. There are less broken bones. There's less brain damage. You're not taking the prolonged beatings that you do in the boxing and the MMA. You're not getting kicked in the face with the shin. I think I'd rather get punched in the face with a bare knuckle than I would get kicked. I don't know about you.
Right. Well, yeah, or kneed in the forehead. And you
kneed, yeah.
You see this, and you know what? It does make sense because you, with a glove on, I mean, you're just taking this force over and over again. You're just getting bludgeoned. Now, it may not be cutting you open because of this glove, but that's still transferring a huge amount of force to your head. With knuckles, the puncher is limited to a certain degree because you can only hit so hard before you break your hand.
Yes, exactly. You got to pick your shots. You can't just go out there swinging wild because if you do, you could end up breaking your hand and, you know, if not ruining your night, ruining your career. But it's just it's really a chess game out there because you really do want to pick your shots because, you know, you smack somebody in the forehead, you're probably not going to be throwing that hand very much the rest of the night. You probably broke it.
No, or you clip them just with the last two fingers, your pinky. That's always the one you see happen where the guy ends up in a cast because he doesn't get a full connect and he just separates that pinky finger and his ring finger.
Yeah, those are pretty nasty.
Yeah, those are it's an amazing sport. It really is. And now, where is it legal? Where is bare knuckle fighting legal?
They have Kansas, Mississippi, Wyoming, where it all started, Florida. I'm trying to think. I think they're getting ready to get New Mexico. I know just recently here in Missouri, we entered a bill in to get it passed here in Missouri. So hopefully we can start having some fights here locally. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, why not?
I think they got a few states out on the East Coast that's legalized it. I mean, they're working. They'd love to have it in all the states, but right now it's probably, I'd say, around 10 states right now that are on board with it.
Well, listen, I'm telling you, I talked to Jesse about Sturgis, and, you know, I think by August we're going to all be wide open, and the idea of, like, bare-knuckle boxing at the Full Throttle Saloon or the Papihoa Campground would be a huge draw because, I mean, the place is already about three-quarters of the way to Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. You throw this in the middle of it, and this...
I think that would be exciting.
Wouldn't it? I do, too. I think it's a perfect match, and we just got to, what, we got to get it sanctioned through South Dakota, or it becomes, what, an exhibition match?
Yeah, it'd have to be... if we couldn't get it sanctioned there, we'd have to do, like a exhibition match or a sparring match or something like that. I mean, but we could probably work something out. I'd love to come up there and hang out and, you know, bust some people up for fun.
Sure, man. Hell, dude, I sold it to Jesse. Like, I go, this is the next show we should do. I mean, this is the television show. To me, the reality show of all the characters. And, you know, you're a construction worker. You're a big guy, 6'3", and you boxed, you know, you're a triple Golden Gloves champ. And but now this idea that you work 12 hours a day and on the weekends – you go, if you have a match, you fight. And all the guys, would you say there's nobody, because there's not enough money in it yet for people to live comfortably on their winnings, so everybody has to have a real job and a real vocation?
Yep, most people. But we're getting big enough where I'm almost to the point where I can stop my day job and actually be a full-time fighter. Train twice a day. I mean, I'm thinking after this fight here, after I break Joey Beltran down and win this title, I'm going to be a full-time fighter, and I'll be able to stop working construction during the day for a few years, hopefully.
See, that to me, that's this is what we should be capturing with a television show. Can he make that jump from construction worker and fighter, bare knuckle fighter, to in this other place? And I just think, to me, the stories of all these guys fighting their way out into this other place they want to be is such an interesting story. Everybody, like, you know these guys over time. And how do you feel towards most of your opponents? Are you angry at them? Are you okay with them? You understand this is just it's a combat competition? Or in your heart, are you like, I'll never be friends with them because all I want to do is smash them?
Most of the time, these guys are good sports. You know, behind the scenes, everyone's friendly and, you know, got great sportsmanship. Every now and again, you'll get your knucklehead in there that thinks he's tougher than what he is and he just wants to run his pie hole. And a lot of them are... you know, people I'd love to hit. But most of the time, everyone's pretty cordial and really cool and, you know, friendly behind the scenes. They just know that when you get into that ring that, you know, all friendships go to the side and that you're in there as competitors and it's time to compete. So,
you know, there's whenever you meet a guy, Sam, and if you're just joining the show, the Hillbilly Hammer, Sam Shoemaker, bare knuckle fighting, officially founded in 2018. He is a 3-time Golden Gloves champ. And, you know, we're talking 6'3". What are you weighing in at these days?
245.
God damn, that's awful. Let's just think how hard that is when you get hit. But when you meet these guys and they're trying to psych you out, they're trying to be so tough, and they're just trying to, like, get inside there, do you realize at that moment you go, you're scared. That's why you're trying this. If you were all smiles, maybe I'd be worried. But you're trying to intimidate me because in your heart, you know I'm going to drop the hammer on you.
Yeah, there's definitely... easy ways to read people. Matter of fact, for example, we just had a guy at the last show that I went to that was just trying to be intimidating, trying to eyeball everyone, was eyeballing me, and just, you know, backhanded comments, and then he went in there and got knocked out in the second round. It was awesome. I loved it. He got everything he deserved.
Every time, right? Every time. I tell you, I've tried to explain this to people. I'm like, look, I have not had my ass kicked by anyone who told me they were going to kick my ass, but I've been laid the F out by a quiet guy who said very little and then just did it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's and we were talking last time. How old were you when you got your first serious, like, let's say adult fight, like outside of the ring? Like, what happened?
I was 16 years old on my way to school, and I got in a road rage fight with a guy who was 36.
Jesus Christ. By the way, who was it? I assume the guy was road raging, not you. You're 60. You're probably not that angry.
We were, me and my buddies, I picked them up from their houses, and we were on our way to school, and I went to pass him, and a guy, I guess, thought that was unacceptable, and he sped up, didn't let me go around him, was trying to run me off the road. So I was like, all right, at that point, you know, I was pissed off, got in front of him finally, and then, you know, turned on my turn signal, put my hand out the window, said, come on, pull over, and he did, and he ended up waking up in his own pool of blood on his way to the hospital.
Does he know at this day that a 16-year-old kid whipped his ass?
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. We had to go to the police station and fill out reports and stuff. He was trying to get me to pay for his hospital bill. And the police were laughing at him because, look, for one, you started this fight, and this kid's 16, and you're 30-some-odd years old. Shut the hell up.
Look, I'd love to talk to you about what happened here today, Mr. So-and-so, but I have to go to 11th grade now.
I know.
Right, exactly. It was the day. It was funny because I was a junior in high school. And it was the day I was supposed to order my class ring.
I love that you remember that.
Oh, it's fantastic. Look, I'm going to be late for second period, sir. I got to go. You, that is fantastic, man. Look, man, let's stay in touch. I'm definitely on this, Sam, and I want it to happen in Sturgis. It's just getting these guys, it's like herding cats at this point in the season. But I'm definitely... I'm super interested. I know these guys will be interested. If we can get it done and it works for everybody, man, I think it would be a really fun thing to see.
Yeah, for sure. And let me know anything I can do to help on my side of it. I'd at least like to come up and be a part of it and just check it out.
Well, look, we're going to be there. I 100% plan on being there, man. So, I mean, I can definitely take care of you on a bunch of stuff like that.
Man, sounds great. Hell yeah, I look forward to it.
All right, brother. Stay there, man. Stay there, man. We'll talk to him again in about a month. As the fight gets here. When's that next fight, Jake? Is it May? Did you say it was May 1st? 2nd? 21st. Step up, step up. You're gonna get knocked. I had to do this. 1, 2, 2, 1, 1, 3. Was it a 3? Did you say just give me 20, 12? 20, 20. You're gonna get knocked. You had your chance to walk away. Live to see another day. If you wanna step up, step up. You're gonna get knocked down. Knocked down. It's scary how nice he is.
And it makes me laugh because I'm just thinking, you know, hey, Mr. Johnson, do you think I can get a pass today? Because I need to go to court. This guy had to beat his ass on the way going to school the other day.
Yeah.
And I got a court case.
So terrible, man.
I'm going to need a pass to get out today.
Yeah, he's 15 years older than me. No, I'm sorry, he was 20 years older.
He's just trying to carpool with the other guys to get here.
Yeah, this guy was like 20 years older than me. He tried to run me off the road, and I had to defend myself on the way to school. I just laid him out, sent him to the hospital. Yeah, dude. You remember a handful of guys like that through your life, like that you knew? Like I knew a couple growing up that had that weird ability, mm-hmm. And you're always in awe of it. You were like, God.
Well, like that day, you tasted what you were born for.
Here's the way real fights happen, Nick, is a guy. Let's say you get lucky enough to win. It lasted about a minute and a half, and your knees were shaking as you walked away. You're like, oh, and you've literally run out of all adrenaline. You've used up all of your energy.
Exerted everything.
And you're like, you're trying to look cool, but you're like, yeah, you'll get it next time too, mister. Like, yeah, when you're a kid, it really is like that.
I'm trying to think. I blacked out. When I was in a fight, like just went at it and came out the other side of it.
Scariest thing that ever happened to me. I got into a fight when I was a kid in high school. Great lucky shot. Kid was a little bigger than me, but pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked his tooth out, which freaked him out, which made him give up. Now, that's
Pause.
A good story, right?
Pause. I got to grab my tooth.
Fast forward 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
A good word, and he is 6'5". And he goes, you remember me? And I'm like, Oh, yep, God. Yep, sure do.
Hey, buddy.
I was like, and I just got to go, you aren't mad, are you? And he goes, no. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, God damn. I can tell you, I remember the fight. I remember everything because it was over super quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're pretty joyous about it, but it was not a big deal. And there was no, it was great because, yep. You know, nobody hit me. And to turn around and seeing that guy, God, I can still see his face. He smiled. I was happy to see that the tooth was back. I was glad about that. Because if he'd have smiled and his tooth was still missing, like, I'd have laughed and he'd have beat me up. And that would have been the end of that.